Thank you so much for staying with us on Consider This. I'm Lissa Idris. With me, Sharad Kutan. Now,
I'm trying to adjust my circle.
Just in time, just after the break.
Okay. Let's
continue our conversation with Ustaz Dr. Nurul Haq Shahrir, a consultant on religion for the United Nations in Malaysia. Ustaz, I want to talk to you a little bit about observing Ramadan, and now that we're in the month of Shawwal, how that's changed for Muslims. I mean, what have been some of your observations in the way that the pandemic and the lockdown has changed Ramadan and Shawwal?
Well, first of all, our religious, our rituals have been somehow restricted, and we have to amend, we have to adapt to the restrictions, and I'm afraid that we have to adapt this for a very long time. It's not going to end for the next 6 months. From what I've read, it will stay at least for 2 years. So we have to get used to this new norm, as the Prime Minister call it. And I think it is a good practice, because it teaches us to be patient, and it teaches me to be patient, and somehow it inculcates discipline, and it teaches us not to be selfish in a way that there must be give and take. We need to understand that the restriction on religious practices does not apply only on Muslims, but it involves people of all faiths, and it involves the lives of people at large. Mm. So it teaches humility, and to me, it teaches to go back to the original teachings of Islam. For example, when you pay zakat fitrah over the counter, The customary practice of shaking hands, which has nothing to do with the ritual of paying zakat, and people now they realize that we don't have to shake our hands. Right. Yes, Islam doesn't require that. Even when you are when during the akad nikah, you are not required to shake the hands of the qadi or the wali. See? So. The original teachings of Islam are being brought to life through MCO. Mm-hmm. So it's good to know that that awareness are being created by this imposition of movement control or order.
I guess it says, you know, there are a lot of cultural accretions on religious values and principles that you talk about, right? The shaking hands might not be particularly religious or compliant, Sharia compliant, but it might harken back to the way in which society is and how people are. And, you know, Malaysians and Malay society, very demonstrative, open, warm, intimate in their relationships with each other. So maybe it's a cultural dimension. But I want to ask you actually a question about the future, Ustaz, which has to do with how the faith community relates to all of creation, if you like to use a religious expression, or the planet and the environment, which has come into sharp relief because of the pandemic. What we're doing to the planet, do you think Muslims are going to engage with that question? At least Muslim thinkers engage with the question of the planet and the environmental crisis that the pandemic is clearly part of.
Yeah. At the international level, the Grand Sheikh of Al-Azhar has signed a document on human fraternity with Pope Francis. It was last year, if I'm not mistaken. And one of the aspects of mentioned in document is being considered in document is Pope Francis Laudato Si. If you aware of the document, it talks about taking care of the creation and Mother Nature. So I believe that there is something good will come from this document. And even Pope Francis has recently urged believers of all faith, and with the blessings of the Grand Sheikh of Al-Azhar, Dr. Ahmad Tayyib, to hold a day of common prayer for MCO on 14th of May. Day of common prayer for COVID-19 on the 14th of May. And Mother Nature, our future, fraternity is one of the, the aspects that are documented in the document that was signed by Pope Francis and the Grand Sheikh of Al-Azhar.
Right.
So let's hope that this would help to influence the faithful community worldwide to make the world a better place for humanity and human fraternity.
Okay, in the last minute or so that we have left, Ustaz, I would like to hear your message to everyone watching tonight, Muslim or non-Muslim, practicing or otherwise, what you would like us to reflect on in terms of, at this time, patience and sacrifice, very much the DNA of Islam. But what would you like us to, what message would you like to leave us with tonight on the show?
Okay, I'm going to say that we are not going to deny the medicine and scientific research, whether you are a believer or not, whether you are practicing Muslim or not. This is the time for us to reflect and to turn to the Creator. To ask Him to rescue ourselves and the entire world from this adversity, to inspire scientists to find cure for the virus, and to save the whole world from the health, economic, and human repercussions of this serious pandemic.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. Ustaz, appreciate your time and sharing your thoughts and insights.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that's all the time we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, with me, Sharad Kutan, signing off for this evening. Selamat Hari Raya, everyone. Have a good one. Thank you so much for watching, and good night.